It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, it's a very, very special episode of the Things That Matter today. Special because it's our one-year anniversary show. Mike, congratulations.
Congratulations to you too, Nev.
Let's shake hands.
Let me assure you, we are shaking hands right now.
In the matter of men, for a one-year anniversary podcast. Now, did you think this was going to go on for a full year?
No, I thought this was going to go on for 3 weeks.
Me too. I was thinking the same thing. Like 3 weeks, maybe four, then we get tired or get bored.
Exactly.
But no, we've stuck with it. We've gone through many stages, and I think we're doing better than ever.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the thing is, I think what this proves is that there are just endless things that matter.
There really are.
It will never end.
No.
Well, maybe the show will end. But the things that matter, I mean, guys, just remember, always look for them. Always think about them.
The spirit and the message are always with you.
Yes.
No matter what, in the years and eons to come. Now, you said we have
eons.
It's going
to be listened to like eons from now?
I hope so. Wow. Well, you know, with the way technology is expanding and evolving today, I mean, you know, 30, 40 million years from now is going to be like, you know, little tiny, you know, discs, and they can play these sorts of things. They could be using history classes in the future.
You know, they're going to be, you know how they send those things out? You know, those,
oh yeah, those things, yeah, yeah.
Capsules,
those. Oh, that was, okay, that was, those things, yeah.
That matter. No, you know, those time capsules, you know, they send those things out, you know, with very, or whatever they are, things to try to get aliens or whatever to listen to us, you know, like they put it like Beethoven symphonies in them, and they put like recordings of various things. They're going to put this in there.
You think so?
Well, we have to, you know.
Petition?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
How does one get their stuff in a time capsule and get sent out to space to an alien world? What's the process for that?
I think you need to know somebody.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. But anyways.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, that we've talked about a lot of things that matter over the course of the past year. What are some of your favorite topics that we've hit on over the past year?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, one that will... Well, there are two that come to mind right away. The first was probably our most infamous episode in which we, you know, blasted the whole Heath Ledger thing. Yes.
Our gay Heath Ledger theory.
Yes, that whole thing. Right, yes.
Which I still think is plausible.
I somehow had forgotten the whole gay part. The whole thing I just remembered was everybody going crazy over the fact that we were saying, why are you mourning him so much?
And for those listeners of ours who didn't hear that episode, basically we had a theory about Heath Ledger being gay. If I remember correctly, he was dating Michelle Williams of Dawson's Creek fame, who's, shall we say, voluptuous.
Yes.
Has a kid with her.
Yes.
Dumps her.
Right.
Then starts dating Mary-Kate Olsen, I believe it was, who, let's just say, is rail thin, and then he's found dead. It was a theory that, you know, if he was a closet gay, it would fit. If you consider those facts, from Michelle Williams to Mary-Kate Olsen and dead.
You know, what I love is, like the last time we did this, we're going to lose all the new listeners we got just for this theory alone. This will be great.
But it's important to touch upon it.
Well, you know, the thing is, guys, the things that matter are not always comfortable. Right? They're not always, you know, they're not always things that you're going to like.
No. You know. It's not our job to tell you what you like and don't like. Oh. It's our job to reveal the truth.
That's right. That's right. So the Heath Ledger thing was definitely, definitely up there for me.
And what was the second one?
Well, the second one was that fantastic letter we got regarding the texting while driving situation.
Dude from Arkansas, I think.
Yes. In which we challenged him, if I remember correctly, to text us while he was driving.
And never did.
He never did.
No, he chickened out.
Yeah, so either one of two things happened. Either he's a pansy, which I think is very likely. Mm-hmm. I hope he's listening. he's a pansy. Or even better, he learned a lesson and decided to stop texting while driving.
Or,
okay,
scenario number three, while texting us while driving, he's dead. But possibly, I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm not voting for three,
but you know, it is possible that maybe to prove a point, he tried to text us while driving, got into a bad accident, and you know, maybe he's texting while driving up in the sky.
We wouldn't be Wow. Yeah, we yeah, that's true. I mean, we wouldn't exactly be the first ones to be notified.
This is true. We'd be a little bit down the list, maybe three or four.
I mean, because all he would be doing is texting, you know, some, like, you know, like your number or something. I think he gave us your number. You know, texting, you know, and it would just be, hey, you asshole, and then it would be over. You know? So sorry about the swearing there. You know,
good stuff.
You know, but still, sorry, this is going to be an R-rated episode.
It's okay. It's a one-year episode.
That's right.
Well, here, the one topic that will always stick out in my mind was during the election campaign for the presidential election with Obama and McCain and Hillary Clinton was in the mix at the time. We were talking about pantsuits and the women of the election who rocked it the most in a pantsuit. And it was our theory that it was going to come down to McCain and Obama because their wives rocked it in a pantsuit more than Hillary Clinton did. And and I'm going to tell you something, we were right.
We were absolutely right. And then, I think even better, that was fantastic. I mean, we predicted this better than some analysts. But then also, you know, simply by using the things that matter mentality of knowing what really matters, we also, I believe, predicted Obama's success by that whole recipe thing. Remember that?
Yes, I remember the cookies.
Yes, where Michelle Obama clearly had a better recipe.
Much better.
Than Cindy McCain. And look what happened.
And we have our first black president. Because, you know, I have to wonder, how many votes did you and I swing in Obama's favor? Because remember, we're based in California, which is traditionally a Democratic state.
Yes.
However, we have listeners nationwide. So a couple of those swing states may very well have been because of our influence.
I'm speechless.
It's definitely plausible about what you're thinking about.
I have a feeling we will be sent to these alien worlds because they will determine that we were the main reason that, say, I don't know, Ohio, switched to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
And I do, and a second favorite topic of mine, which, and it's funny because I keep bringing up these political topics and I'm not a political guy, but Sarah Palin. And we just kind of went on and on about the beauty queen. That was just hilarious. I love that.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, good stuff. Shit. We had a lot of good topic on the show, and we're definitely going to be having more in the weeks and months to come. But it has been a great year, and we've had and we've definitely had a great time. And one of the best things about the show, obviously, is comments from our listeners. And people can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to MikeandNev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at MikeandNev.blogspot.com. And Mike, I'm happy to say we have a letter this week that I really think befits the occasion of our one-year episode.
Fantastic.
This letter here, to me, epitomizes the things that matter mentality. I'll be honest with you. I don't normally do this. I've been saving this letter for a few weeks now.
Whoa.
Saving this knowing that this was a letter that I really had to hold for our one-year anniversary show. And it comes from Sean in Las Vegas, and he asks a question that, again, it just sums things up right there. He writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, what do you think of porn names? Do you think when a woman has a special porn name, it adds to the porn-watching experience, or does it detract from the porn-watching experience? Does it really matter?" And it's from Sean in Las Vegas. And at first, I love the ending. Does it really matter?
Yes.
And that was not done by coincidence.
No,
First, before we give our thoughts, what a great letter. Just a topic that is meaningful, is bold, that's wide-reaching, far-ranging. This is something that just says, yes, we must discuss.
It's also appropriate to the region he's from, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, you know, it's just all Sean. I've known a lot of bad boys named Sean, so it's just the pieces of a puzzle just fitting together. So, Mike, for the one-year anniversary show, please do the honors. Okay. Your thoughts on Sean's letter.
Well, the what do I think of women with porn names?
Yeah, does it add to the experience? Is it detract?
Right.
You're a budding porn star. You tell me.
Well, you know, I think, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, Nevin. In terms of the world of porn and everything, I honestly find male porn names more entertaining, to be honest with you. Personally, female porn names, you know, they're cute. I mean, you get funny, you know, you can get funny-ish things. I still think the funniest one is a completely fake one. that I've ever heard.
Can I guess? Is this is it a male name we're talking about?
No, it's a female.
Oh, okay,
name.
No.
This is I'm talking about my favorite female name of all time. This was from Grand Theft Auto, actually, Vice City, I believe, with the female porn name Candy Sucks.
I like that.
And it was Candy, another word, S-U-X-X-X.
I like that.
Yes, I thought that was rather beautiful. But now, with male porn names, we get all over the place. We get, what were you going to...
Well, I think, and I'm not sure if this was a fake or not, it was on a Seinfeld episode, okay. Buck Naked.
Yes, yeah, well, I mean, I don't, like, you know, do research on male porn names, so I don't know if that's real or not. I mean, you know, there's all, obviously, Dirk Diggler as the
from Boogie Nights fame, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
What is your porn name going to be as you enter into that field?
Oh, wow. I actually have not put much thought into this.
Think about that, because I'm going to ask you that in a few weeks.
I will. Yeah, go ahead, ask me that in a few weeks.
I'm going to ask you that, okay. That's a big one. Personally, to me, I'll be honest, it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, whether the... most of the time, I don't even know what the girl's name is, and it doesn't really matter. So
yeah, I guess that's fair.
It doesn't really add or subtract. Shashan, to answer your question, I mean, the names are entertaining when I hear them. It doesn't really add or subtract more to the whole experience.
It's not like, and I hate to be explicit here, it's not like you're going to get more, well, it's not like you're going to get more excited because of the name.
Right.
As opposed to, you
that's
know,
true.
I mean, problem. Well, probably.
Unless, like...
Probably.
You know, the only way I can see the name being affected is, let's say her name was like Hortense, and the guy starts shouting that, or then it kind of that's distracting.
Yes,
Hortense.
And if the name of the girl happens to be, say, an ex-girlfriend of yours or something, that might be really disturbing.
Do you think? I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I think it depends on the guy.
Yeah, exactly. I think for some guy, it might actually help them because it's something that they can connect to. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
So, that's a possibility. And, you know, it's funny. I personally have not had this experience, but I've actually, a couple of friends of mine have had sexual relations with girls whose names were the same as some of their ex-girlfriends, and they found that it helped them in that they didn't have to worry about shouting the wrong name.
Yes,
it was something they were familiar with, so it was actually a level of comfort.
Got it.
So that's just something I wanted to throw that out there.
Very good.
What a great way to sum up the one year.
That was perfect.
Isn't it great?
That was wonderful.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Thanks, everybody, for a great year. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Berich. It's the Things That Matter.